Good evening. Good evening from Cogedon, Massachusetts, in the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. I will be your host. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, the number would be 1-800-313-9443. Or if you'd like to just listen, call in 605-313-9443. Pardon me, that's 0143. And 0163, so that's 605-313-0163. And you can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, you can type newsletter or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. Or you can call me in the United States at 508-857-8334. Okay, I just saw a video that I think is worth everybody watching. And my reasoning is this. There's been a lot going on in the targeted community about vaccines. And at this point in time, vaccines are very important. There are some that you cannot miss. Pertussis has been one of the killers amongst the community, or should I say in the U.S. So everybody is now pushing to reaffirm interest in getting the vaccines. Now, the flu vaccine may be something else again altogether. But for the little guys, let them get their vaccines, because you don't know when something god-awful is going to come up and try and grab them. So be careful. Talk to people. But most importantly, make sure they get those vaccines. Now, today, People Against Covert Torture and Harassment, headed by Derek Robinson, I spoke with, and I spoke to him about Hardin Walker. Now, it turns out he's a very influential vice chairman for the civil rights group, the National Association for Equal Justice in America, NAEJA. Now, he's been communicating with a field agent in California. The agent there wants to help out, but needs more information. Now, any efforts concerning Boston or other cities, you want to reach out in Boston to the FBI on Maple Street, Boston, Mass, at 857-386-2000. And the people that you want to communicate with are Community Outreach, the Community Outreach Division. Well, that's who I spoke with today, and it was a very nice young lady I spoke with. She's getting back to me. And that's how we can get into the FBI, through the media. Okay, so that's number one. With the FBI. Number two, the FBI tip line has been improved, lengthened to accommodate much more information. And you can sign in, fill out the information, click submit, and it says thank you very much from the FBI. Isn't that wonderful? Okay, the third thing that I would like to bring up is the Internet Crimes Division, or IC3.gov. Now, this was created to track down the ever-increasing cyber crime here in the United States. And I don't know how many hundreds of times I've heard people in the community asking for help in this area because their computers are slow, their computers are down altogether, they need help because they have these cyber criminals, in this case, the perps, continually attacking their computers. We have one woman in Dorchester. Her name is Paula. Her phones are continually hacked and destroyed. I think she is running a company now called Disposaphone. No, just seriously, just kidding. But she is really in trouble with phones. And I hear it all over the country. And it's time that everybody started doing the right thing and stop thinking that the FBI is your total sole enemy, okay? Because they are in the public eye all the time, everything they do. So try this Internet Crimes Division. There is a document that you can fill out. They will give you your own special password and username, and you can go there for months after and edit it. And there is a monetary section. If you have received monetary damages, such as your computer or your smartphone, whatever, just write it down with the value, and they will investigate. The next thing that I'd like to go over is last 60 minutes to our listeners on GoToMeeting, and it was very evasive, clearly omitting the obvious truths, and they just cut it right out of the big picture. And I'll give you an example. They didn't mention that the diplomats in Cuba were attacked over 50 times in their homes, not counting the consulate. Private citizens were targeted as well. And the American diplomats in Cuba have not been allowed to communicate with the press. Now, there are many researchers all over the country that I have researched, and one in particular comes to mind, and that's Beatrice Galom. She is a very distinguished doctor, PhD, and head of her own research group at the University of California, San Diego. So she has got a lot of clout. I've been trying to get her as a guest for the longest time. She's a very, very incredibly busy person. And she is really wonderful to talk to. She's full of life. But I'm going to get her on the show one way or another. And the department has publicly stated last year that these attacks were derived from microwave-based weaponry. And that's her research department. Now, we see Catherine Werner. She is the China victim. And her and her mother were clearly assaulted from a centrally based weapon system. And again, I have indicated Dr. Galom, she has also researched the Chinese involvement with this, and it would seem that they had a microwave weapon pointed right at her building, if there ever was one, because her and her mother were very seriously injured. And there was a paper from Beatrice Guillaume, and I will be more than happy to share it with you. I will send it to you as an attachment. All you have to do is write me at frank@targetedmassachusetts.org and say document in this case, and I will send that to you, and you can review it. We have it. Now, Dr. Hoffer is or was the head of the medical team that did research and diagnosed and examined all of the diplomats. And I had an appointment to see him on February 25th of this year, but I declined because he is the subject of a military tribunal to examine events that happened while stationed in Iraq. And it's too bad. If that's cleared up, I intend to see him. But his forte would seem to be traumatic brain injury, but it's from trauma-based, such as a concussion. Concussions are his specialty. Now, I'd love to hear from anyone who has been to Florida to see Dr. Hoffer. And he is available. You can speak with him. You can make an appointment. You can go down to Florida, fly down and see him. So he is not hiding from anyone. So go down, make an appointment. See what he has to say about all this. Now, I wanted to get into the surveillance in San Diego, but I just wanted to hit one thing before I really do. And that's the fact that in 2017, a civil rights advocates group sent a letter to the mayor and city council asking the city not to install GE's streetlights. Now, these devices are capable of monitoring and recording residents, invasion of privacy, free speech, and desperately impact communities of color. Okay, once again, if you would like to call in and ask a question, you can reach us at 1-800-313-9443. Okay, but as this article revealed, San Diego ignored the public's concerns and secretly installed 3,200 spying GE streetlights. Okay, now we'll take a look at the players. Now, the first one is BriefCam, and you can reach them by going to briefcam.com. Now, the parent company for BriefCam is Canon. You know, Canon printers, everybody knows Canon cameras and whatnot. And if you go to the site, you see immediately cars and people walking with numbers on their backs. Okay, I'm looking at it right now. There's bicycles, cars, pedestrians. Now I'm seeing the inside of a small convenience store. Again, all numbers. They seem to be times. So, who do they serve? I'm right at the site right now. Law enforcement, retail, safe and smart cities, stadiums and events, transportations. Solution, BriefCam review, BriefCam research, brief cam response. Technology, how it works, video synopsis, deep learning, NVIDIA and GPUs. Okay, that's apparently the chipset they use. So they have facial recognition, architecture, integration, and features. Now, that's all I'm really interested in there. The second player is actually CityIQ. The parent company is General Electric. Now, when you go to their site, you see something a little different. You see Wi-Fi signals everywhere, and you see what would seem to be a matrix going from building to ground to cars. So essentially, this is the same thing, only they're not showing you actually what's going on. Their first tier, as we'll call it, platform APIs. One is a parking and planning. The second is pedestrian planning. And the third is situational awareness. Now, the third would seem to me that would mean, okay, we've got a bank robbery. We've got somebody running down the street naked as a jaybird. Okay, things like that. This is going to be situational awareness. And it takes all of its information from images, video, and other media collected from CityIQ's intelligent nodes installed on all streetlights along public roadways. All streetlights. Can you imagine that? How many times have you walked somewhere and every however many feet, there's a streetlight? And because of the light, you sit there and you might talk to a friend or stand there, or people waiting for a bus, there's a streetlight there. Well, Big Brother is listening in through those streetlights. I wish somebody from San Diego would call in so that we could, you know, get some kind of idea what's going on here. Because I was not aware of it. And I'm sure many of you in the audience, especially in rural areas, are not aware of it. They have they can actually tell if a parking spot is open so that you can park there. This is the only good thing I've seen about the whole thing. If you see a green light on a parking spot, it's open. Okay? If it turns red in 2 seconds, oh, well, you can't park there. But it's crazy. It really is. This whole country is turning into some kind of fascist Chinese state. Okay, we will be going to commercial.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Good evening from Todd and Matthews and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. I will be your host. Call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen in at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site, targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit, or call me in the United States at 508-857-8334. Okay, it's great to be back. Now, just to review a little bit, we've gone over a lot about the FBI. If you have any questions about the FBI, make sure you call in at 800-313-9443 if you've just tuned in. And we have gone over a lot about the Cuban diplomats and Kathleen Werner, the Chinese diplomat. And we have started going over surveillance in San Diego by the deep state. Okay, these are the only people that I can hang this on because they're doing this in plain sight. When you're walking down the street and you see workmen up there, they're putting up these streetlights, if you want to call them that, right in front of you. So we have a blatant lack of respect for the American citizen. Back when George Washington was president, we had a town meeting government. You could actually go up and shake hands with your president. Now you can't get within God. You can't. So what we have to do is go through channels and protest and raise hell because this is against the Constitution. And as hard as they've tried, they cannot get rid of the Constitution. Okay, well, I'm going to cool down a bit and we'll get into this. Okay, this is from a blog by Mass Private Eye. And he says, can you imagine a city in the United States secretly creating a public surveillance network that can identify everyone? Can you imagine that the same city secretly is creating a Chinese-style public watch listing network? Well, imagine no more because it's already happened. When he wrote about it, covert facial recognition streetlights were coming to a city near you, he never would have dreamed that the article would become a reality so quickly. And again, that's Mass Private Eye. It's a blog. A recent article in the San Diego Reader reveals how a hacker discovered emails between the Port of San Diego and Briefcam. Now, in case you were just tuning in, we've just gone over the interests of Briefcam and CityIQ. Now, Briefcam is owned by Canon, and CityIQ is owned by General Electric. So these emails revealed that law enforcement is secretly using a network of 400 facial recognition surveillance cameras to identify everyone.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good evening. Good evening from Targeted, Massachusetts, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. I will be your host. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443. Or call in and listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site, targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. Or you can call me in the United States at country code 1-508-857-8334. Okay. We were speaking about the deep state. And that's what this can be about. It's the only thing it can be about. Because, as I mentioned earlier, they are taking our privacy right before us, right while you watch, without your permission. They're just doing it. So I'm going to recap this paragraph. This is by Mass Private Eye. A recent article in the San Diego Reader reveals how a hacker discovered emails between the Port of San Diego and Brief Cam. The emails revealed that law enforcement is secretly using a network of 400 facial recognition surveillance cameras to identify everyone. Last year, Brief Cam announced a breakthrough in real-time facial recognition surveillance. Now, this isn't an integrated system. And, oh, we have a caller. And I guess he hung up. I'm terribly sorry. I did forget that one. Happens from time to time. But these aren't just your average surveillance systems. They are state of the art, and they will eventually be tied into one central location. Now, these are robust multi-camera search capability types. They identify men, women, children, and vehicles with speed and precision using 25 classes, attributes, face recognition, appearance similarity. That is one I don't like. Appearance similarity. Color, size, speed, path, direction, and dwell time. A dwell time is just you stop, you pull over, you get out, you go in a store. That's dwell time. And according to another article in the city of San Diego, GE City IQ streetlights listen to everyone. Now, I'm going to read this again because it involves a civil rights advocate organization. In 2017, civil rights advocates sent a letter to the mayor and city council asking the city not to install GE streetlights. Now, these are devices capable of monitoring and recording residents' invasion of privacy, free speech, and desperately impact communities of color. But, excuse me, but as the article revealed, San Diego ignored the public concerns and secretly installed 3,200 spying GE streetlights. Now, I'm surprised that we don't have 100 people calling up here from San Diego, but they'll probably call up and say, oh, yeah, we know all about that already. But they haven't done anything. I wish I'd known about it a lot sooner. But these GE spying satellites have effectively turned the city into a stealthy laboratory for infrastructure embedded intelligence. And this is collecting with devices regularly used by the DEA, ICE, and other security agencies. An email from Brief Cam's Western Region Sales Director, Eric Wade, shed some light on who was really behind San Diego's public surveillance network. And this is a direct quote. I am currently working with San Diego Police to deploy Brief Cam at their new real-time crime center for the entire city, which would greatly help you, as some of the camera coverage would benefit each other, Wade said. In other words, this is going to be used by everybody. You're going to have Homeland Security. You're going to have NSA. You're going to have FBI. You're going to have DNI, which is Office of the Director of Intelligence for the United States. That's above all of the intelligence gathering organizations. Now, last year, Brief Cam announced that they won the 2018 Gold Aster's Homeland Security Award. So I think they're in bed with each other, most definitely. And they were calling it a prestigious program that is designed to honor distinguished government and vendor solutions. That's great. Now the door is locked. I wish I could say that I am surprised to learn that private companies are working with Homeland Security, but this has been happening since 9/11. San Diego has created a public watch listing. Yeah, you heard that right. Watch listing network. What I was surprised to learn is how San Diego law enforcement has secretly created a public watch listing network. Buried in BriefCam's breakthrough announcement is an admission that boggles the mind. San Diego's law enforcement is using BriefCam to create precise face recognition that rapidly pinpoints people of interest. Now, you see, this is what gets me. It rapidly pinpoints people of interest. This could be any one of our targets that live in San Diego that have become people of interest. So, this real-time scanning uses digital images extracted from video, external images, sources, and predefined watch lists. Now, watch listing people is a major selling point for BriefCam. Our scalable watch list management enables rapid and powerful rule configuration. Remember that now, rule configuration. So they're trying to mold San Diego into rule configuration, or the deep state is. This is a test bed for what's happening or going to happen all across the country. And this is, let me see, this is by Mass Private Eye again. It says, when I called 2018, the year public watch lists became commonplace, I was not joking. And here is another smoking gun to prove it. Now, this kind of flipped me right out. The town of Ipswich, Massachusetts, recently announced that they just became the first town in America to create a watch listing network. And their reasoning is, watch listing hundreds of thousands of children and their families is big business. Why? Because people buy the information. Coca-Cola will buy the information to find out what soft drink you drink. They will buy this information to further their financial interests. Now, it is all already available, apparently, to all government agencies. And it has broken all of the laws in the book to do it. Last year, BriefCam announced that they used their surveillance cameras to identify children and their families during the 2018 Little League World Series in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. More East Coast. Each year, hundreds and thousands of people come to Williamsport to enjoy the Little League Baseball World Series. Now, Vanity Fair warned The real purpose behind turning our cities into a mirror image of China is to make people more obedient. Deep state. And that is surveillance politics in a nutshell. Now, for those of you who were not here, the three levels of General Electric's project. The first level is parking planning. Now, this seems to be pretty innocent. The parking planning service provides parking metadata that is collected from CityIQ's intelligent nodes installed on all streetlights, along all public roadways, or in parking lots. Each time a vehicle enters or leaves a parking space, a time-stamped event is created and stored in the cloud. This data can be obtained from a single sensor or a group of sensors and can provide valuable insights about the parking activity in a given region. This may be helpful if they're trying to track down drug dealers and they're looking for a certain car that appears at a certain time every day. So there may be some good there. But a lot of people are going to get hurt. Because what if it's just somebody picking up their brother and bringing him back home and then them both going out and having a beer and then coming back home? Not good. It's also, as I have mentioned, against constitutional law. I don't know how they have gotten away with it. I don't know how they have passed all these bills or whether they did pass any bills. What, was anybody in San Diego contacted? I don't think so. So the data can also be used to improve traffic and parking convenience. I think I said earlier that that's probably a good idea, that part of it. So out of all that I've been speaking of, there is one tiny area that's good. So, again, for those of you that have just joined us, there's pedestrian planning. The pedestrian planning services provides pedestrian metadata that is collected from CityIQ's intelligent nodes, also installed on all streetlights, along all public roadways, or in parking lots. As pedestrians pass by these sensors, the service creates and stores a time-stamped event, counting each event. This data can be obtained from a single sensor or a group to provide insights to city officials and local businesses about pedestrian movement in a given region. The data can also be used to enhance safety and convenience. I don't see that. Do you? I know where I'm going when I'm walking, and I'm sure these people do too. So we come up on situational awareness. Now, the Situational Awareness Service provides access to images, and again, video, and other media collected from their supposed people system. But it's the CityIQ's General Electric intelligent nodes installed on all streetlights along public roadways. You can retrieve media on demand, streaming data, or
historical media. Then we go to commercial form.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
In Massachusetts and the Republic Broadcasting Network. In case you've just tuned in, my name is Frank Allen. I will be your host. Call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site, targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. or call me in the United States at country code 1-508-857-8334. And I thank you very much. We've been talking about basically the deep state and its effect on everyone, but the serious effect that it's having on targeted individuals. This super surveillance that we're running into is going to pick targets out because we have already been red flagged as people of interest. But this one last area that I would like to cover was situational awareness. The Situational Awareness Services provides access to the same thing, images, video, other media collected from City IQ's intelligent nodes installed on all streetlights along all public roadways. You can retrieve media on demand, streaming data, or historical media data. Examples of use cases for these images and videos include enhancing situational awareness, improving traffic flow and ticket flow, and verifying where vehicles are illegally parked. I'm changing the wording just a little bit. The media can be requested using a date range beginning with near real time and end based upon data availability. This data can be obtained on demand directly from a single sensor or node as needed to provide insight to the deep state. Thank you, folks.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.